Major Hurricane Irma continues on a destructive path through the Caribbean this afternoon. Right now, the core of the storm is passing to the north of the Dominican Republic and Haiti, and the worst of the storm, the eye and eye wall, are expected to pass near or over the Turks and Caicos and the southeastern Bahamas, and then that core of heaviest wind and storm surge will come close to the central Bahamas over about the next 24 hours. The storm is expected to come close to the northern coastline of Cuba by tomorrow into Saturday, and then the official forecast takes a turn to the north and brings the storm right along the east coast of Florida Sunday into Monday. There are still questions surrounding exactly where that turn will occur. That will determine ultimately if the storm actually makes landfall in Florida, maybe parallels the east coast of Florida. The storm may even make landfall in Florida, come back out over the water, and then make a second landfall somewhere in Georgia or the Carolinas early next week. So a lot of people are in the path of this dangerous hurricane, and it is expected to remain a major hurricane for at least the next several days. Now, some of the remnant rains from Irma may eventually work farther north, so there's potential for some rain in our area later in the week, next week, due to that, but that's still way off in the distance and to be determined. I also want to mention Hurricane Jose, which is out in the Atlantic right now, may make a very close push into the northern Leeward Islands over the weekend. Hurricane watches are in effect there. Of course, that's an area that was devastated by Irma earlier this week, so another hurricane threat for them. That storm is likely to turn to the north and most likely would not impact the U.S. mainland, but it certainly needs to be watched. And also Hurricane Katia, which is in the Bay of Campeche, that's likely to make landfall over mainland Mexico over the next day to day and a half. So lots going on in the tropics. Back closer to home, our weather is rather gloomy. We have clouds around, a bit of sun, and a couple of showers at times, and that's going to be our forecast for the next day or so. So we still have what we have is a vigorous disturbance coming through with some cold air aloft, so that tends to generate cloudiness, also some showers at times. There may even be a rumble of thunder through the late day into the early evening, and it'll be the same case again tomorrow. We look to turn mainly quiet Saturday. There might be an isolated shower, and then by Sunday, we're expecting totally dry conditions with more in the way of sunshine. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a passing shower, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, a couple of showers or thunderstorms, with highs in the 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a passing shower, some areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a couple of showers or thunderstorms, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a couple of passing showers or thunderstorms, high 66 to 72. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a passing shower, areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a couple of showers or maybe a thunderstorm, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny with an isolated shower, cool with highs in the 60s, mostly sunny on Sunday, high 65 to 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.